Katie Weaver.
And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Two Russian strikes on Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city, killed 8 civilians and injured at least 10. Olivia Zelino from Reuters has more.
Ukraine's national police said the attack was launched by drones, while regional officials said Russian forces used missiles and bombs. Kharkiv's mayor said residential areas were hit, including high-rise buildings and a gas station. The first strike occurred just after midnight, according to news reports, while a second took place later in the afternoon. Ukraine's military said its air defenses destroyed 28 of 32 drones and 3 of 6 missiles launched by Russia. It follows deadly strikes on Friday in the southern city Zaporizhia. Local officials said Russia fired 2 missiles, then 40 minutes later, fired another 3 as first responders and journalists were on the scene. 2 journalists covering the aftermath of the strikes were among those wounded in the city, which is near the front line in the war with Russian forces.
Olivia Zelino from Reuters. Thousands demanded the resignation of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu during a rally in Tel Aviv on Saturday. The rally was held as Israel's war in Gaza enters its 6 months triggered by Hamas's October 7th cross-border rampage. Netanyahu's government has faced protests at home demanding a deal to free the dwindling number of live hostages. Western countries, meanwhile, have voiced outrage over what they see as an unacceptably high Palestinian civilian toll and the accompanying humanitarian crisis. Some of the protesters who joined the Saturday gathering said they want to see an election in the coming months. Israel is retaliating against Hamas in Gaza over the deadly October 7th attack on Israel by the Palestinian militant group, saying they killed some 1,200 people and took more than 250 people hostage. Gaza health authorities say Israel has killed more than 33,000 people since. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This is VOA News. The United States, Japan, Australia, and the Philippines will hold their first joint naval exercises, including anti-submarine warfare training, in a show of force Sunday in the South China Sea, where Beijing's aggressive actions to assert its territorial claims have caused alarm. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The 4 treaty allies and security partners made a joint statement Saturday saying the exercises are to safeguard the rule of law that is the foundation for a peaceful and stable Indo-Pacific region. China was not mentioned in the statement, but the 4 countries reaffirmed their stance that a 2016 international arbitration ruling, which invalidated China's expansive claims, was final and legally binding. China has refused to participate in the arbitration, rejected the ruling, and continues to defy it. The Philippines brought its disputes with China to international arbitration in 2013 after a 10-sea standoff. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Southeast Asian finance ministers and central bank governors have ended meetings in the Laotian city of Luang Prabang, citing progress in building stronger regional institutions, but also noting serious challenges due to geopolitical tensions and volatile commodity prices. Estimates for economic growth in members of the 10-nation Association of Southeast Asian Nations vary, but are generally near a robust 5% for 2024. Former President Donald Trump is demanding a new judge just days before his hush money criminal case is set to go to trial. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
In a long-shot 11th-hour bid to disrupt and delay the case, Trump's lawyers urged Manhattan Judge Juan Merchan to step aside, alleging a conflict of interest and bias because his daughter is a Democratic political consultant. The judge rejected a similar request last August. In court papers, Trump's lawyers said it was improper for Merchan to preside over the proceedings while his daughter benefits financially and reputationally from the manner in which the case is interfering with Trump's presidential campaign. The trial is scheduled to begin April 15th. It is the first of Trump's 4 criminal cases and would be the first ever criminal trial of a former president. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The world's oldest man says the secret to his long life is luck, moderation, and fish and chips every day. At 111 years old, Englishman John Alfred Tenniswood has been confirmed as the new holder of the title by Guinness World Records. It follows the death of the Venezuelan record holder Juan Vicente Perez this month at the age of 114. Born in Liverpool in 1912, a few months after the sinking of the Titanic, Tenniswood is a retired accountant who lived through 2 world wars. He says moderation is the key to the healthy life. He never smokes, rarely drinks, and follows no special diet apart from a fish and chip supper once a week. But ultimately, he says, it's pure luck. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.